Every year, 65,000 immigrant children arrive in Seattle from various countries, seeking a new life, not knowing quite what they'll find, while still others blend into their new life seamlessly. Two students from Hamilton Middle School,
my name is Nam,
Jaime,
have joined us today to share with us their expectations and surprises upon arriving in Washington State.
Today, we will help our listeners understand the shocks and surprises encountered in the immigration experience, ranging from pollution and economic turmoil. In 1994, the devaluation of the peso in Mexico, along with low wages, underemployment, unjust income distribution, and little advancement opportunities, triggered the worst recession in over half a century. This withdrawal started the mass immigration of low-wage Mexican workers to the United States. Jaime, at age 9, drove from Mexico into the fast food country of America, amazed by the numerous automobiles.
They have a lot of cars right here, and in Mexico, they don't have no cars.
Jaime was surprised by the amount of cars in the U.S. In Mexico, there's a limited availability of new cars because of taxes on all imported cars by the government. These taxes sometimes amount to almost 50%. What little cars do find their ways into the hands of Mexican citizens tend to be outdated and unhealthy. The increased levels of pollution caused by these cars had led the government to order 350,000 cars off the streets. While Jaime drove from Mexico, Nam had to fly to the United States from Vietnam at age 11, puzzled by the new menu in democracy.
Like right here, we can't eat dog, but in Vietnam, we could.
Nam was surprised to find that dog was not on the menu in the U.S., because in Vietnam, eating dog is more part of Nam's life than the government in Vietnam.
Vietnam has a terrible pollution problem caused by smuggled pesticides and herbicides containing a chemical called dioxin. Smuggling across the Chinese-Vietnamese border impacts the rural areas, food, and water, poisoning that can result in death or hospitalization. Nam believes that, in general, Seattle is much less polluted and cleaner than Vietnam.
I like about... they clean.
Though Jaime and Nam are only two of the 65,000 children who immigrate to Washington State each year, they have given us a valuable insight into the experiences and challenges of being an immigrant in Washington. These experiences are often shocking or taken for granted by people who have lived here all their lives, allowing us to begin to understand the challenges that confront new arrivals to our country.